Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, to Polybius 1. Who can be so haughtily and peevishly arrogant as to expect that this law of nature, by which everything is brought to an end, will be set aside in his own case, and that his own house will be exempted from the ruin which menaces the whole world itself? It is therefore a great consolation to reflect that what has happened to us has happened to everyone before us, and will happen to everyone after us. Wishing for immortality is the ultimate form of arrogance, according to the Stoics. Death is not only natural, but necessary, so that we can make room for other people. If those before us had not died, we wouldn't be here in the first place. So it is the height of selfishness to want to avoid death, either our own or that of our loved ones. The other side of this, as Seneca points out, is that there is much consolation to be derived from remembering that death is universal, that everyone before and after us has been and will be faced with the very same predicament. It is because of the above that the Stoics, and Seneca in particular, say that philosophy can be understood as one long preparation for the ultimate test of our character, the test posed by death. Before we face our own, we inevitably face that of people who are close to us, be they our parents, siblings, or, unfortunately, sometimes our children. As always, the key to withstanding adversity is to be mentally prepared ahead of time, to rehearse the possibility, and actively work toward developing an attitude of equanimity toward it. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.